Hey Mama, I'm your host, Brooke Jefferson. I'm a wife, mama to two, and business coach for moms with businesses. I'm on a mission to help you go from the best kept secret to a reputable brand that results in a profitable business. And the best part, you don't have to sell your soul to social media to achieve it. My very first business was a photography business that I started back in 2014, and by 2018, it became my full-time career, and I was able to leave the classroom. Along the way, I've built and scaled multiple six-figure businesses. I started this podcast as a way to encourage, equip, and inspire you on your entrepreneurial journey. If you're ready to find a community that supports you, implement strategies in your business that work, and uncover that confidence within you, this podcast is for you. Grab your kids some snacks and pop those earbuds in. It's time to grow and scale your business. Hello, and welcome back to the show. Here lately, I've had several clients and people approach me and tell me that their biggest struggle in this season of their business is that they are experiencing a lack of leads. So I've heard different phrases like it's crickets, or I'm not even getting inquiries, let alone bookings, you know? And so what I really want to hone in on is this idea of lack of leads, some questions that I want you to ask yourself, journal on, figure out where is the missing piece for you and what can you work on so that you can see an increase in your leads and your inquiries. So if you and I were coaching one-on-one and you came to me saying, I am really struggling to get leads in my business, here are a couple of the questions that I would ask you and we would really work through so that I can uncover, okay, here's an idea. Here's where you're leaving money on the table. Here's why this might be happening. So first and foremost, the first question that I would be asking you is, have you been consistently marketing your business? I'm sure you had some thoughts just now. So you are either a, yes, I really am doing a great job. I'm being consistent with marketing. And so I know it's not necessarily because of my consistency, right? Or you might be in this other camp and you're like, oh man, she got me there. I wouldn't say that I'm consistent. I wouldn't rate myself a 10 out of 10 on a scale. And most of my clients would not rate themselves a 10 out of 10 on the scale. The other thing too is I am not always consistent in my marketing either. I normally am, and I have a really good plan in place. And if you're asking me, am I consistently marketing in my podcast? My answer is always going to be yes. If you ask me, am I being consistent in marketing, you know, on Instagram? My answer is going to be not really. It just depends. And I am getting better at it just like my clients, right? Like we all have our areas where we shine. And again, this goes all the way back to really understanding what season of business you're in. You might be in a season where you really cannot be consistent in the whole marketing funnel, which is what we're going to talk about too. Okay. So there is another episode, I think it's two episodes before this one, where I talk about the number one marketing mistake you're making, and that is only marketing on social media, which is the second question that I would ask you. Where are you marketing your business, and are you only marketing on social media? I hate to be this person, but social media content in and of itself is not a marketing strategy. You have to have a strategy behind it, right? So social media is at the very top of that funnel. And I walked you through that. So if you have not listened to that episode, go listen to that next. There's also a free guide that you can download. It's my step-by-step marketing guide. I lay it all out for you and you can take a look at it and figure out, okay, these are where, you know, these are the places in my business that I really need to go all in with. So question number one was, have you been consistently marketing? And you're going to immediately know whether that is a yes or a no. And if you were to rate yourself and your consistency in marketing on a scale of 1 to 10, you're going to do that. Question number two, are you only marketing on social media? If that is your answer, then we need to make sure that you actually have a strategy for social media. You have to be like, what do you want your followers to do? With all the content that you have, you don't just want them to stay on the app and just consume your content, right? Your content is there to encourage people to take an action with you. Do you want them to inquire? Do you want them to download your lead magnet? Do you want them to tune into a podcast? Do you want them to book you for a session? What do you want your people to do? And there's an entire social media strategy alone that you can use, right? And then when you look at the marketing guide, that is also going to show you, oh, wow, okay, you're right. Social media cannot be my only piece of my funnel. All right. So then question three, has your audience been growing or are you talking to the same people over and over and over again? So I want you to think about your business. Think about it as it's a pipeline. Okay. Let's think of like a water pipe. So when you're in business, your goal is to turn the faucet on to where the water is running and you are carrying people from start to finish, right? You don't want them going down the drain. You are not going to go start a bath for your child and leave the drain open. That's such a waste of water. You are going to secure that drain, turn the water on, and let it flow, let it fill up. That is what your business should be doing. And if you have holes in your strategy and in your business funnel, then that is where you are going to experience a lack of leads, a lack of sales, not having people come back to you, right? So knowing that, that's how I want you to picture your business. And right now, if you're not experiencing leads, it's because the water is not flowing. And so now we need to figure out why. How do we actually get leads in the funnel? So first and foremost, you've got to set your foundation. And I will go into very specific parts of this throughout this podcast. There will be episodes dedicated to certain pieces of this funnel and this puzzle, right? But for right now, I want to really focus in on how do we turn the water on and start getting people to, you know, how do we get the water to start trickling? And so here is where I feel like a lot of people just don't want to put in the work. So there is a part of business called lead generation, and it is literally what it sounds like. It is you generating leads for your business, but you have to figure out what is the best method and strategy for your particular business. How are you going to get those leads in? Are you going to get leads in by offering a free resource, having amazing content, SEO? There's so many different ways to do lead generation. But what I'm saying and how this ties back to this third question is, are you even growing your audience? Are you participating in lead generation, or are you talking to the same people over and over and over again? Because if you are, then you are tapping out your warm market. Your sales won't increase if your leads don't increase, if your audience doesn't increase. So I really want you to think about and brainstorm some ways today. How can I start to grow my audience with my ideal person? Okay, I'm going to round all this up. I'm going to give you a golden tip here. So this is going to be some practical strategy. This is what I help business owners with every single day. In order to start doing this, to create content, to build a business funnel, to come up with what your lead generation systems look like, you have to know the problem that you solve and who you are the best fit to help. So these two things are summed up with two words, niche and ideal client. The quicker you niche, the quicker you will see more leads, more sales, more everything. Okay. The longer that you drag your feet and you just continue to market to a generic audience and you don't really have one single problem that you solve, you're not really the go-to for anything, then you're going to stay stuck and people, you're just going to be mediocre, right? You're not good. You're not bad. You're just mediocre. And it's really hard to make really good sales being mediocre. So I want you to journal, add these to your questions today. What problem do you solve for your ideal client? And who is your ideal client? Your ideal client does not mean some perfect, dreamy person you want to work with. Yes, that can be an element, but this is who are you the best fit to help? I want to give you a quick example. I was working with one of my clients and she is in the wellness industry. And we went through this process. We went through an entire strategy call, literally answering these two questions. What is the problem that you solve? And who is your ideal client? She was still so generic and we just kept narrowing it in. And we finally realized that her ideal client wasn't just anyone wanting to see results in their health and wellness, right? It was very specific problems. It was a middle-aged woman who has adult children that wants enough energy and wants to be healthy for years to come so she can enjoy her adult children and her grandchildren. Do you see how specific that is? So she's not gonna go make content on her social media or emails or anything like that that has to do with just generic fitness. She is specifically speaking to the middle-aged woman with adult children who has a lack of energy and cares about her health. She wants to be here for the long haul. So now she's able to know this is my niche and I know who my ideal client is. And now I can go build out my business funnel. I can have specific strategy and content that speaks to this person. Okay, friend, it's your turn. I want you to answer all five of these questions, especially if you are having a lack of leads and or sales. Number one, what problem do you solve? Number two, who are you the best fit to help, aka who's your ideal client? Number three, have you been consistently marketing? Number four, are you only marketing on social media? And number five, has your audience been growing? Or are you talking to the same people over and over again? All right, get after it. Go answer those five questions. Let me know specifically if you're listening to this right now and your brain is spinning and you're like, oh my goodness, I need help. I want you to do one of two things. Number one, come DM me on Instagram. Let's chat about it. Let's talk about it. Number two, if you're like, I already know I need a one-on-one strategy hour with you, or you're just like, I know for sure right now we're doing coaching together, come DM me on Instagram. Let's chat about it. Let me know if you're interested in coaching or if you have a specific question that you're tripped up on from today's episode. Let me know that too. All right, blessings in your business. I will see you on the next episode.